This is the Sakar Merli of the 26th of June 2025. Essence, sweet children, you now have to tolerate praise and defamation, regard and disregard, happiness and sorrow. Your days of happiness are now coming close. Question. What warning does the father give his Brahmin children? Answer. Children, never sulk with the father. If you sulk with the father, you will also sulk with your salvation. The father warns you, those who sulk will experience severe punishment. If you sulk with one another or with your Brahmin teacher, then, instead of becoming a flower, you will become a thorn. Therefore, remain very cautious about this. Song. Have patience, O mind. Your days of happiness are about to come. Om Shanti. You sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children heard the song. All of the sorrow of many births of you children should have been removed by now. You heard that line in this song. You know that your parts of sorrow are now ending and that your parts of happiness are about to begin. Those who don't understand this clearly definitely do experience sorrow about something or other. Even after coming here to Baba, they would definitely feel sorrow about something or other. Baba understands that many children must be having difficulties. When people go on a pilgrimage, there are sometimes big crowds, sometimes heavy rain, and sometimes even a storm. Those who are true devotees say, "What does it matter since we are going to God?" They go on that pilgrimage thinking that they are going to God. Human beings have plenty of gods. Those who are very firm in their faith say, "It doesn't matter after all. There are always obstacles in carrying out a good task." They wouldn't turn back. Some people do turn back. Sometimes there are obstacles. Sometimes there aren't. The father says, "Children, this is your pilgrimage. You say that you are going to the unlimited father. That father removes everyone's sorrow. You have this faith. Look how many crowds of people come to Madhuban nowadays. Baba is very concerned because many must be facing difficulty. Some even have to sleep on the floor. Baba doesn't want his children to sleep on the floor. However, according to the drama, there are big crowds. Just as there were big crowds a cycle ago too. And just as this will happen again. You shouldn't experience any unhappiness about this. You know that out of those who study, some will become kings and some will become paupers. Some will have a high status and others a low status. But they will all definitely have happiness." Baba also knows that some children are so weak that they can't tolerate anything. If they have to face any difficulty, they say, "It was useless for us to come here." Or they say that their Brahmin teacher forced them to come here. There are even some children who say that their Brahmin teacher trapped them without reason. They don't fully recognize that they have come to this world university. By studying the study of this time, some will become kings, and some will even become paupers in the future. However, there is the difference of day and night between the kings and paupers here and the kings and paupers there. Here, the paupers as well as the kings are unhappy. There, both remain happy. The world here is impure and vicious. The father explains, even if someone does have a lot of wealth here, all of that is going to turn to dust. Even these bodies will be destroyed. Souls will not turn to dust. Although there are many wealthy people like Birla, they don't realize that this old world is now going to change. If they were to understand this, they would instantly come here. They would say that God has come here. Ultimately, where else could they go? No one can receive salvation without the Father. If someone sulks, it would be said he is sulking with his salvation. Many continue to sulk and then fall in this way. There are those who are amazed as they listen to this knowledge. They have a lot of faith. Some people believe that there truly is no path other than this one. It is only through this that you would receive your inheritance of peace and happiness. It is impossible to find peace and happiness without Baba. Only when you have a lot of wealth can you experience happiness. There is happiness in having wealth. There, in the incorporeal world, souls sit in silence. Some say that if they didn't have to play a part, they would remain constantly up there. However, it doesn't happen just by saying that. You children have been told that this play is predestined. Many children have doubts about something or other and then leave. They either sulk with their teacher or each other and stop studying. You have now come here to become flowers. You feel that you are truly changing from thorns into flowers. You definitely do have to become flowers. Some children have one doubt or another and say so and so is doing this. This one is like this or that. This is why I will no longer come here. They sulk and go and sit at home. The father says, sulk with whomever else you like, but never sulk with the one father. Baba gives you this warning. The punishment is very severe. Whatever punishment you receive in a womb, you will first have a vision of what you did. There cannot be punishment without first having visions. Similarly, you will also have visions of the present time and of how, while studying, you fought and quarrelled with someone and then sulked and stopped studying. You children do understand that you have to study with the Father. Never stop studying. You study here to change from human beings into deities. You come here to meet the highest on high Father. Sometimes many more children than expected come. Therefore, according to the drama, there is some difficulty. Some children face many storms, such as, I didn't receive such and such a thing, I didn't get this. All of that is nothing. When it is the time of death, people without this knowledge will ask, What crime did I commit that they are killing me for no reason? The act played out at the end is called the part of bloodshed without cause. Bombs will suddenly be dropped and many will die. That is bloodshed without cause, is it not? People without this knowledge will cry out in distress. You children become very happy because you understand that this world has to be destroyed. If all the other religions were not destroyed, how could the one true religion be established? In the Golden Age, there was the one original and eternal deity religion. What does anyone know of what they used to be at the beginning of the Golden Age? This is the most auspicious confluence age. The Father has come here to make you all into the most elevated human beings. He is the Father of everyone. You now know the drama. Not everyone will go to the Golden Age. Those billions of souls are not all going to the Golden Age. All of these matters are details. Many daughters do not understand anything here. They are so used to everything of the path of devotion that this knowledge cannot sit in their intellects. They have the habit of doing devotion. They say, what can God not do? He can even bring the dead back to life. Some come to Baba and say, so-and-so revived a dead person. So can God not do this? When someone does something good, people begin to praise him. Then he will have thousands of followers. Very few come here to you. If God is teaching you, why are there so few of you? Many people say such things to you. Ah, yes, but you have to die here. There it is just a matter of pleasing your ears. They sit and recite the Gita with so much splendour. The devotees listen to them. Here, it is not a matter of pleasing your ears. You are simply told to remember the Father. The term man above is also mentioned in the Gita. Remember the Father, and your sins will be absolved. The Father says, okay, even if you sulk with your Brahmin teacher or with your centre, at least do this much. Break off all connections with everyone else and consider yourselves to be souls and remember the one Father. The Father is the purifier, that's all. Simply continue to remember the Father. Continue to spin the discus of self-realization. Even if you remember this much, you can definitely go to heaven. However, you will only receive a high status in heaven according to the effort you make now. Subjects have to be created. Otherwise, over whom would you rule? Those who make a lot of effort will claim a high status. People beat their heads so much in order to claim a high status. No one can live without making some effort. You children understand how the highest on high is the purifier Father. Although people sing this praise of him, they don't understand the meaning of it. Barrett used to be so wealthy. When Barrett was heaven, it was the wonder of the world. Those seven wonders belong to Maya. Out of the whole drama, the highest of all is heaven, and the lowest of all is hell. You have now come here to meet the Father. You know that our sweet Baba takes us to the highest destination of all. Who could forget him? Even when you go somewhere, just remember one thing. Remember the Father. Only the Father gives you Srimat. It is God who speaks, not God Brahma who speaks. The unlimited Father asks you, children. Children, I departed after making you so wealthy. So how did you become so degraded? However, some children listen as though they understand nothing. Therefore, such children experience a little difficulty. You have to tolerate praise and defamation, regard and disregard, happiness and sorrow. Look at people here. They don't take long to throw stones, even at the Prime Minister. It is said that students are the new blood. They are praised a great deal. They think that those children are the future new blood. However, those same students become the ones who cause sorrow. They set colleges on fire. They continue to insult everyone. The Father explains what the condition of the world has become. What would you say about an actor in a drama who doesn't know the beginning, middle or end of the drama, or the main actors, etc.? You should know the biography of the one who is the greatest actor of all. They don't know anything about what parts Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar play, or the parts that the founders of the main religions play. People with blind faith call them all preceptors. A guru is one who grants salvation. The bestower of salvation for all is the one supreme Father, the supreme soul. He is the supreme guru too. He gives you children this knowledge. He teaches you. His part is wonderful. He establishes this religion and finishes all other religions. All other founders simply establish a religion. The one who carries out establishment and destruction is called the Guru. The Father says, I am the death of all deaths. One religion will be established and all other religions destroyed. This means that everything will be sacrificed into the sacrificial fire of this knowledge. There will then be no more war, nor will any sacrificial fires be created. You now know the whole of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. All others simply say neti neti, neither this nor that. You don't say that. No one but the Father can explain this to you. Therefore, you children should experience great happiness. However, Maya opposes you in such a way that she finishes your remembrance. You children have to tolerate happiness and sorrow, as well as regard and disregard. In fact, no one here is insulted. If something does happen, report it to the Father. If you don't report it, you accumulate sin. When you tell the Father about it, they will very quickly be cautioned. Do not hide anything from this surgeon. He is the great surgeon. He gives you the injection of this knowledge. It is also called the ointment of this knowledge. This knowledge is also called the Kajal, the eye makeup of knowledge. There is no question of magic here. The Father says, I have come to show you the way to become pure from impure. If you don't become pure, you cannot imbibe anything. It is because of lust that sins are committed. You must conquer lust. If you yourself indulge in vice, you cannot tell someone else not to. That would be a great sin. The Father relates the story of the pundit who said, Chant Rama, Rama, and you will be able to go across the ocean. People think that that refers to an ocean of water. However, just as you can't reach the height of the sky and you cannot reach the depths of the ocean, so too there is no end to the Brahm element. Here people make effort to try and go into the depths of everything, whereas there they don't have to make any effort at all. Here, no matter how far they go into space, they still have to come back. If they don't have enough fuel, how could they return? That is the extreme arrogance of scientists. They will bring about destruction with these things. There can be happiness through aeroplanes, but there can also be extreme sorrow caused through them. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and you, spiritual children, say namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. Do not stop studying for any reason. Punishment is very severe. Therefore, in order to save yourself from that, break off all other connections and remember the One Father. Do not sulk. 2. Only the One Father gives you the injection or ointment of this knowledge. Do not hide anything from the Eternal Surgeon. By telling the Father, you will very quickly be cautioned. Blessing. May you be greatly fortunate by having a healthy body, a healthy mind, and the wealth of this knowledge. At the confluence age, when you constantly remain stable in your original stage, your suffering of karma changes from a crucifix to a thorn, and any illness of your body changes into yoga, and so you are constantly healthy. Because of being stable in man above, your mine of happiness is constantly full. And this is why you have a happy mind, because your wealth of knowledge is the most elevated wealth of all. Matter naturally becomes a servant of those who have the wealth of this knowledge. You have all relationships with the One. You have connections with holy swans, and so you automatically have the blessing of being greatly fortunate. Slogan: A balance of remembrance and service is a double lock. Aviat signal: Practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. just as you have had the natural awareness of the form of your body for many births, so can you not experience the awareness of your original form, even for a short time? Complete this first lesson, and you will then become an instrument to grant all souls a vision with your stage of soul consciousness. Om Shanti.